This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. Our content partner for this weekly feature is Creative Washtenaw. It was formerly known as the Arts Alliance, but the consistent factor has been Deb Pollock. She is president and CEO and my co-host. Welcome back, Deb. I know you've been busy for the past couple of weeks.
I've been running a marathon. That just made me laugh. Consistent actor, sorry. I've been running a marathon with some awesome, about 40 Michigan-based arts and creative industry activists. And we've been attending the virtual Natural Arts Action Summit and then managing 13 Zoom meetings with Michigan's congressional contingent. And we were just really busy and really, really insane. They're taking care of all of that.
Are you feeling all done with Zoom? Are you ready to be done?
So over it. And in fact, I think it worked because yesterday I tried to use it and my whole screen was black. But that's another story.
Well, what was the goal of all of these meetings with the congressional representatives, including the activists that were advocating for the arts?
So our goal was to communicate and illustrate the case for the arts and creative industries. We positioned it as an industry and an essential partner with the education, business, government, economic workforce development, tourism, and all of the other sectors that impact our lives and our communities. And we asked our members and their staff to listen, to recommend, and assist us in elevating that awareness and the value of the sector as an industry.
So I just saw that the Bureau of Economic Analysis released its annual update, and you call it an industry. This is a $919 billion industry that contributes well over 4% to gross domestic product and has about 5.2 million jobs associated.
It's huge. I always say it's bigger than construction, transportation, and agriculture in our country, which, again, are things we hear about all the time on the radio and on the news, but we don't hear anybody refer to the creative industries. And that transfers down to Michigan. It's a $15.4 billion industry, which is 2.9% of our GDP as a state, and it employs 122,000 people. Those numbers really impressed our members of Congress.
As I expect it would. Now, the numbers I cited, I believe the numbers you cited as well, are pre-pandemic. Did you talk about the impact of the pandemic as well?
Absolutely. You know, members of Congress, when you have these meetings, respond to stories. And one of our advocates, Daniels, told his situation as an independent visual and teaching artist. He's been out of work since last March, 2020. And, you know, he thanked the members of Congress for extending CARES and Recovery Act, including unemployment, to gig workers. But although he qualifies, he's not received a dime from unemployment since last March. He said if it weren't for the fact that his wife has a job, he'd be on the street.
Well, that should have gotten somebody's attention.
You know, I have to say we were very impressed that our senators and a number of representatives immediately offered help of their constituent services staff. And so Daniel's hopeful and has promised to let us know how that turns out for him.
Now, I know you brought up how most all creative venues and many businesses are still and will remain shuttered until such time the public is comfortable and knows it's safe to fully go out. What happens now?
Well, again, we thank our members for making sure emergency funding was pushed down to each state, but we also reported the reality that arts and creative businesses receive so little of those funds that were redistributed through local economic development agencies. Again, we believe this because they don't think of us as an industry. So, for example, Ann Arbor Spark redistributed $4.76 million across three different funding cycles, and
right,
barely 5% reached our creative businesses in Washtenaw County, was so $200,000, give or take a bit. And only two of those reached a nonprofit arts and cultural organizations. Now, we know how we drive traffic. We know how we help other businesses remain. In fact, we are one of those industries, and this is documented, that the better we do, the better the surrounding businesses and the community does around us.
You mentioned how telling the story of an individual's plight really touched the hearts of members of Congress who then put their people to work on it immediately. What was the response when you talk about an industry as whole from those same members of Congress?
Well, you know, I have to say I was impressed. We move past what usually is the conversation from a lot of people. Oh, I used to play the piano, is what their response is. But they, seriously, we get it all the time. And they responded in this case by saying, yes, and we do understand that this is important to our economy. Those numbers are impressive. And we talked a bit about how building the awareness and recommending sector expertise at those decision-making tables are important. We also took that to the Shuttered Venues project, the Shuttered Venues Operating Grants, which we've talked a bit about in creative industry. And members are really encouraged by that bipartisan support and hopeful that it has the potential to change how the arts are addressed in future funding cycles.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm talking with Deb Pollack. She is my Creative Impact co-host. And this is one of our quasi-regular updates on the state of the arts and creative industries. Deb and a contingent of Michigan activists recently attended the virtual National Arts Action Summit and had meetings with 13 of Michigan's 16 members of Congress. Now, we just started talking about the Shuttered Venue Operating Grants. How does that $16 billion compare to National Endowment for the Arts funding?
Well, thank you for asking that, because we've calculated that. So the National Endowment for the Arts was founded 56 years ago in 1966. Our annual budget ask this year is $170 million. If you add up every year of the National Endowment for the Arts, it totals $6.8 billion. That Save Shuttered Venues Operating Grant, or as we're calling it, the SVOG, is $16 billion. So $6.8 billion for 56 years versus 1 year of SVOG funding at $16 billion. It's a huge, huge, unbelievable difference.
And I think it indicates that there has been and there are resources available, and I can now see, I guess, why you're hopeful that the SVOG may cause some change.
Yeah, so the reason being is that, and I honestly believe this is true, it's because the people, the National Independent Venues Association, were a group of folks both on the for-profit and non-profit commercial side of the industry, people with venues that produce shows, were not acting under the usual conventions that have, let's just say, hampered the arts and cultural community, who kind of stuck always with the non-profit feel-good conversation. NIVA and the National Independent Venue Association got right down to how important these businesses are to their local communities, not only because they drive economy, but because they are so much part of the identity of those organizations or those communities. And members of Congress responded with this. So I think we, as advocates, who've been doing what we've been doing for so long, need to take a page out of their book and start working with them to looking at this as we've stated here, you know, as that industry model and looking forward.
Right at the outset, Deb, you talked about how the arts and creative industries are an essential partner with education, business, government, economic and workforce development, tourism, philanthropic issues, health and human services, public safety, and other sectors. It touches all aspects of our lives. So do you think there is now a better certainty that perhaps as we look forward, we will look at the arts and creative industries in context of our communities and our nation as a whole?
Well, I hope, first of all, that Creative Impact is making that difference for WEMU listeners. But I'll share a little bit. Representative Jack Bergman from the Michigan's number one district, which is northern Michigan, Upper Peninsula and the tip of the Mitten, a district that isn't known for putting energy behind, the political energy behind the arts and creative industries. Well, he talked about how he has a special needs daughter. I believe it was a daughter. Who found her way through music and performance. And so that's a place where in school and how important that was in school. So that hits special needs, which is a health and human service concern, education, and then the performing arts and how that has helped that young lady move forward with her life and succeed. And so you can see that interconnectivity. That's just one example. And this is a game changer for somebody, you know, who is a political leader.
Now, you do this advocacy work day in, day out, all year long. I know exactly how busy you are. I'm not sure many do. But do you ever get tired of doing it?
You know, I never get tired of the cause. I'm a person whose life was changed because the arts opened my world from an impoverished, difficult family situation. It gave me an opportunity to move forward. So that's where my core is. It's in my soul. But I see every day how important this is and translates to those community initiatives in making a place. Imagine Washtenaw County. Imagine Ypsilanti right now at any time, or Ann Arbor and in our other cities, Saline, Chelsea, and otherwise, without any arts and cultural venues or the education programs that we have. And what would that do to kids and in our community? It's important.
Well, thank you for doing the work, and I will look forward to our next Creative Impact program next Tuesday.
And with another Creative Washtenaw guest, we'll be back to our usual format.
That is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and our partner in Creative Impact. You do hear it each Tuesday on WEMU. To learn more about today's topic, to access the Creative Impact Archive, all you have to do is visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.